Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We may like to think that we have left it behind, but discrimination remains a persistent problem. Haslin Hunt, assistant professor of health and kinesiology at Purdue University, traces the link between discrimination and another seemingly intractable social problem, substance abuse.
At some point in our lives, after experiencing a stressful event, we may have wished we could escape, even if it was just for a minute. During these times, some of us may drink our favorite alcohol beverage, eat a good piece of pie, or even go for a long walk to relieve our stress. In fact, previous studies of individuals from varied backgrounds and ages who reported being treated unfairly or discriminated against one form of stress tend to report higher levels of alcohol and drug misuse. With this idea in mind, my colleague Adam Barry and I decided to see if higher levels of unfair treatment were associated with a clinical diagnosis of alcohol and drug abuse and dependence. Using data from a national study, we examined whether reports of unfair treatment, or what is sometimes called perceived discrimination, was associated with a substance misuse diagnosis. African Americans and Black Caribbeans who reported higher levels of unfair treatment had a 2 to 21% greater odds of having a substance diagnosis, which includes behaviors like continued use of alcohol, even though they know that their behavior is causing a strain in their personal relationships. These results are not to suggest that Black Caribbeans and African Americans are somehow weak. Not all individuals in the study who experienced discrimination had a problematic behavior. In addition, because the study did not ask whites, the other group in the study, if they misused drugs and alcohol, we were not able to test this relationship among whites. In future studies, not only will we try to determine if this same relationship exists among other groups, we are also planning to better understand how individuals who experience stress, like discrimination, successfully cope.
That was Haslin Hunt of Purdue University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. Take away the sensation.